John Barrett took out mayoral nominating papers earlier this week and intends to file the necessary 50 signatures by August 20th to be a certified candidate. As of Thursday, artist and real estate developer Eric Rudd was the only person certified. Mayor Alkenbright did deliver his papers to the city clerk's office Thursday morning, but they were not yet certified. Barrett, who would not speak on tape, says he is running because of an effort by people asking him to consider a bid. He says he will detail his campaign after submitting his papers. Rudd, originally an Alkenbright supporter, admits a run by Barrett hurts his chances.
Now Dick can say to supporters, if you don't vote for me, if you drift and maybe vote for Rudd, you're going to be helping John Barrett. And John Barrett's going to say the same thing to his people. So we'll get back to the same two camps and people will be afraid of breaking out and doing something different.
Mayor Alkenbright is seeking a fourth two-year term. On Wednesday, he had no comment on Barrett's move to take out papers. Alkenbright says his primary focus is to get back in the chair.
It goes back to the roots of why I ran in 2009, fiscal integrity and transparency. And really just opening up government for folks in the community.
Rudd says city leadership has not taken advantage of assets like Mass MoCA since it opened in 1999 when Barrett was mayor. Rudd sees a desolate downtown as economic failure and looks toward adjusting where people park their cars and spend their time to change that.
So my proposal initially is to have a VIP parking lot with in-and-out privileges at Mass MoCA for $5. For the day, in-and-out privileges. And Main Street, the whole downtown should be absolutely free. So we should have, there are three main access points to North Adams, going east and west on Route 2 and coming north on Route 8. We should have big banners, and the banners should say, welcome to North Adams, home of Mass MoCA and MCLA, free downtown parking. And then during the summer and fall months, we should have shuttles going back and forth through trolleys, golf carts, bicycle rickshaws.
Rudd has not reached out to the museum about his idea. It costs 25 cents an hour to park on Main Street. Alkenbright says he'd like to see more people living downtown and is hopeful a new Colgrove Park Elementary School, a developing signage program, and improving pedestrian access can assist that. The mayor says he will consider seeking a request for proposals for the shuttered Mohawk Theater if the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts doesn't see an equation that can make the space work as a campus building in the next year and a half. He says the biggest issue the city is facing is growth, or lack thereof, which could soften tax increases and allow North Adams to complete infrastructure projects, which it hasn't done in 6 years in the face of 70-plus water breaks in 2015 alone.
The answer is stabilization of our budget and growth, and I think we've kind of done both. You know, I've built six budgets that on average have not exceeded 1.1% increases, and that's virtually flatlined. And now what we need to do is just grow our base. We've seen a new Cumberland Farms. We had Walmart come online. We've got another Cumberland Farms on Route 2 that's being built. CVS is talking to us. We've got this great development that's going on over right now in the West End on the Greylock Mill.
Rudd touts his redevelopment of the Eclipse Mill into apartments as an example of his ability to think creatively and add tax dollars to the city's coffers. He says bringing in more people by offering them a desirable live-work lifestyle will ease the tax burden on the city's residents. Rudd adds that the city needs a full-service hospital following last year's closure of North Adams Regional.
But not having a hospital, that's the economic kiss of death. If you're a young couple, would you want to come here and have to go 40 minutes or so to get to the hospital?
Alkenbright has said he wouldn't want to see a healthcare facility open only to close again. Adding that he doesn't intend to run for higher office or remain mayor for 10 more years, Alkenbright says he's motivated to make North Adams a better place for the people who live there.
I loathe politics, Jim. I've told you that before. I'm not a politician. I'm not good at it. People that support me almost beat me up over that.
Richard David Green and Nick LaRue have also taken out mayoral nominating papers. A message for Green was not returned. A LinkedIn profile for LaRue describes her as an information services professional. If there are more than two certified candidates, a preliminary election will be held September 22nd. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.